You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Os Gimel. V'hosafa b'mitzvah shehi min ha-Torah ha-dinim kachem. So Baal Tosef has a lot of different nuances and details. And im oisah ha-mitzvah kama pa'amim. If a person does a mitzvah and keeps repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, kagon, like the classical case, shetokeya kama pa'amim b'rosh Hashanah, o no telu of kama pa'amim b'yom, ain zo hosafa. Both Taisusim ask a question from the same Gemara. The Gemara on Tezayin Mabez and Rosh Hashanah says, why are there two sets of Tekiyah Shofar? One before Musaf, that's considered Tekiyah Demiyushav. Because in theory, you're not in the Amidah, you're not in the Shmoneh Esrei. And then there is what's considered to be Tekiyos Demu'umad. And the Gemara says, Kedela Arviv es Hasata. So the big machlok is Ramban Balamor, which is the Iker Tekiyos, but nevertheless, we are Tokeya twice. Once before Musaf and once during Musaf. So Taisa says, forget Kedela Arviv es Hasata. Asked the same question, isn't it Baal Tosef? So Tosfos comes up with this klal. Tosfos's klal is that if I do a mitzvah many times repetitively, over and over again, that is not Baal Tosef. So for instance, if I take a lulav many times, I'm not told lulav many times, I'm not over Baal Tosef. So there's this famous picture, I don't know of who, but there's a famous picture of somebody in Israel where they bring him like 50 esrogim and he takes an esrog and esrog and esrog and he keeps being noital again and again and again and again because he wants to do the netilah with the esrog that is considered to be the most mahudr. I think it was actually Shmuel Zatzal who did that.
Shmuel Oelbach?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But זה לברך רק פעם אחת ביום, לא כמה.
פעם אחת, ברכה זה
משהו אחר. לעשות כמה פעמים.
הברכה זה אחת. אבל המייס, המייס הנטילה, היו הרבה פעמים. כמו בתקיע שויפה, רק מברכים פעם אחת, כן? ותוקים לפני מוסף ובתוך מוסף. That's the sheet of Tosfos. To repeat a mitzvah.
He brings it with Reb Chaim, I do that.
What?
In Harry Kedem, he brings it with Reb
Chaim Sidori.
Yeah, that whole thing, we're trying to do first. I'm supposed to do this one. So,
yeah.
But then
sometimes also. What? If there's a break in the
netilot, you have
to go back
again. Two separate questions. The bracha and doing it many times. So that's famous Shitas Tosfos. If a person goes ahead and repeats a mitzvah many, many times, that is not Baal Tosef. Lo shaykh Baal Tosef. Vihine ha Tosef shah. Tezayim and beis de ramaslu v'toikim. Mikoyach ha kusha shehikshu al had de mavur sham. Lama toikin marim kashi yoshvin. V'toikin marim kashi heim oimdim. Heach yuchlo lit koya shne pa'amim va oivrim al Baal Tosef. Terzu de basiyas ha mitzvah kama pa'amim. Eino over al Baal Tosef. Uludivrehem, it's interesting, Tosfos does not give the answer of the Rashba. The Minchas Chinuch will bring the Rashba in a little while, but he does not give the answer of the Rashba. And Tosfos does not say that the reason that you could be Tokeya many times is because of the Tekonas Chachamim. Tosfos does not give the reason of the Rashba, that the reason you could be Tokeya many times is the Tekonas Chachamim. So the way the Minchas Chinuch interprets the Tosfos is, even if the Tekiyos, the many Tekiyos we do, would not be at the Konas Chazal, we could be Tokeya many, many, many times. Why? Because Ben Shematakin Chazal, Ben Shenasim Midas Atzma, could go in Lulav, like someone taking a Lulav many times and being Noit to Lulav many, many times, Shalo Tiknun Chazal, which is not part of the Konas Chazal, come upon him, who not to come upon him, ain't a Iver, he's not Iver.
He's not taking all the same mitzvah, he's doing it in a new one, he's doing it to hold it in his hand. It's not doing the mitzvah, he's not making a problem.
And let's say it's like that mentioned that there's a video of someone answering. I'm not sure if it was Reb Shmuel or Bach David Soloveitchik. It's probably a Soloveitchik thing. That they line up like 50 esrogim for him, and he keeps grabbing an esrogim.
There he's because he's worried that maybe he's not yoitzer. It's the same thing.
I don't think he's worried he's not yoitzer.
He wants to be
hidden. I think he just wants to do the mitzvah with the most mahudr.
So he's doing like the tonight at the other one. He's not doing to do the mitzvah twice. Nobody wants to do the mitzvah twice. They're doing it.
I understand, but why isn't it Baal Tosef?
Because you're not doing for the mitzvah twice.
So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Bismanoi, if you go ahead and you do your Baal Tosef Bismano below Kavana, Shalom Bismano Bekavana. So it's Bismano, right? The day of Sukkot is Bismano. And even if the guy does not want to, let's say, be Yotze the Mitzvah more than one time, but he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, he's being Noitel many times, Tosef is saying that's not an Isser Baal Tosef. Because Tosef is bothered by Tekiah Shofar. We have the mitzvah midrabanan to be tokeh many times, correct?
Yes.
Midrashi yotze with 9 koilos. How could we be tokeh 100 times, Tosus asks. Isn't it Baal Tosef? So Tosus comes up with this general rule that repeating a mitzvah many times, even l'shem mitzvah, is not considered to be Baal Tosef. And he's medayek that Tosus doesn't mention anything about it being a tekanas chazal.
Because you're not doing it as a separate mitzvah, you're doing it as the same mitzvah. That's what
okay, so that's what the Tosef is saying. The same mitzvah many times is not Baal Tosef. Right? What happens if there's some guy who's an OCD guy? And he goes, I'm not 100% sure that I did this Netila correctly. And he keeps being Noitel 100 times.
Yeah, so that's what the case I gave you before. That's the person's worried that he's not, so he's doing it only B'tanai. He wants to be.
So you think that that's it, since he's doing it B'tanai, it's not Baal Tosef? Tosef is saying it's not Baal Tosef because by definition, repeating a mitzvah many times, even l'shem mitzvah, is not Baal Tosef.
The person says that in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, in the Netilas Lulav, you have to take it 5 times, it's not a Baal Tosef then. If he says that's the reason, he does it. He learns it from a pasuk or something.
That's very nice. Tosef does not say that. That's not Tosef's shita. That may be the Rambam shita. Tosef doesn't say that. Tosef on Chaf Chesman Beis also says something very interesting. There's a case, there's a Mishnah, Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. What happens if the blood from a Bechor gets mixed up in the blood of a Chatos? So Bechor is Matana Achas, correct? One Matana. Okay, Chatos is Abra Matanos Abra Koronos, correct? So what do you do if the blood is mixed up together? So one Shita says, I go ahead and I
pull. At least another.
That's one Shita, because otherwise I'm over Baal Tosef. The other sheet is do 4, otherwise I'll be over Baal Tikvah. So it's a machloikis. So Tosfos says that why did the Gemara bring this case as opposed to the case of the Kohen? Because he's saying this case is a bigger chiddush, Tosfos says. I might have thought there is no Baal Tosef in this case of the blood because I have a suffix. I have a suffix what the blood is. So the reason that I'm sprinkling 4 times, Tosfos says, you might interpret is not to add on, but rather to be yoytzeh the suffix of Bechor versus Chatos. Kamash Malan, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara is telling you, even if you repeat a mitzvah many times because you're mesubek about the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Gemara is telling you it's still about Tosef. So Tosfos says from that Gemara, you see, that the Taina, it's a suffix, I'm not sure, is not a answer to Baal Tosef. Meaning, if you are doing the Maisah Mitzvah more times than is required, that's Baal Tosef, even if your intention is to do it because you have a suffix. That's what Tosef says. That's Tosef's idea of Chav Chesmeh Beis. So it appears according to Tosef, the idea of that I'm doing it because I have a suffix is not an answer to Baal Tosef.
It's distinguishable from my case. Because in my case, you don't want to be yotzer more than once. Here, you do want to do has 4 hazoros. In case that's the mitzvah, you want to do the 4 hazoros. You're not saying the first hazor shouldn't count. You want it to count because you need
It's part of the mitzvah. Well, doing it correctly involves doing 4 things. So it's,
right.
So it's like it's that.
So you're agreeing with me?
No.
Oh, he sounded like
but anyway, Tosfos is interesting because Tosfos says not only Tekiah Shofar you're not over Baal Tosef, because if you repeat a mitzvah consistently, it's not Baal Tosef. But Lulav also. Tosef does not define what the case is, but he says, Kagon should no tell Lulav kama pa'amim bayayim, ain't over Baal Tosef. That is Tosef's shita. What's interesting is Tosef does not discuss our modern day era case. What is our case in the modern day? That we are noitel a lulav called Shiva. But we are noitel a lulav called Shiva, not midin doraisa, but mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Midoraisa, it says, Lokakum lachem priyatol the kabbas tomorrow, right? Arvina, anafet office for Arvina chal, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alakechem Shiva siyom. Natila lifnei Hashem ben mikdash is 7 days. Natila begvulim is only 1 day. We, however, are noitel 7 days. Why? Because Zecher LeMikdash. So Tosef does not discuss why that is not Baal Tosef. So it's interesting. Would that be the same answer? Why that's not Baal Tosef?
No, you don't need that answer. It's different Gedara. When we do it the last 6 days, we're not doing it as an additional add-on of Ulu Kaptam Achem. We're doing it for a totally different reason. Of Usmachtam Fnei Hashem.
It's a Zecher LeMikdash.
It's a different Gedara.
We're not doing that because Usmachtam Fnei Hashem, because that only applies to Mikdash.
Only the second day Yom Tov is again because of Ulu Kaptam Achem. The rest of the days of Chol HaMoed, we don't do it because of Ulu Kaptam Achem. We do it because of Zecher LeMikdash of Usmachtam.
So what are you saying? So you're saying because it's a Takanas Chazal, there is no Baal Tosef?
You don't have to come on to the Rashba because it's a Takanas Chazal. It's different Gedara. You never get to the issue of Baal Tosef to begin with. Baal Tosef only is you're being most defined with Lekachtam Lechem. I'm not being most defined with Lekachtam Lechem.
Well, I understand. I'm extending it. The Tosef says Biyom HaRishon.
It happens to be the same Maisa, but that doesn't make it Baal Tosef because it's the same Maisa. You're doing it off a different getter. Actually, you know, they bring down that people should have in mind the rest of the days of Yom Tov when they take Lulav, that they're not doing it as regular mitzvah of Lulav, they're doing it as Zecher LeMikdash. You know, and in the mitzvah of Shrichos Kavana, you have to understand why you're taking it the rest of the days of Chol HaMoed, other than the 7th day.
We should make it clear that it's not the Lulav Kachtam.
Okay.
Just put it in all there.
Let's continue. V'chein katsv tataisvus. Shom chof chesam beizdar maslo mana. Hein lula v'hein matzah. So it's very important. He adds on a few things, Taisvus. Taisvus is barred by blowing a shofar many times is not Baal Tosef. He says taking a lula of it, being noitel it many times is not Baal Tosef. Furthermore, he's bothered on Pesach night. How can someone eat more than the first kazayas of matzah? The first kazayas matzah is the chiyuv. You're repeating it. The guy keeps eating and eating and eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. The
moral has a different dera.
Yeah, I know.
The whole mitzvah is it's just a minimum shir, but everything you do that night is part of the mitzvah.
That's a famous moral, right?
יהיה מותר לאכול יותר מארבע כזתות בפסח?
מה?
יהיה מותר לאכול בליל הסדר יותר מארבע כזתות? זה לא בטויס?
יותר מארבע. So that's Tosef's question. How could you eat more than one kezias on Pesach night? So again, Tosef says it's the same answer. Doing a Maisa HaMitzvah repetitively, more than once over and over again, is not Baal Tosef. V'chein hikshu b'Tosef Sham mehat mevor perek basra de Rosh Hashanah lamadala min alef. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah lamadala min alef wants to learn that. How many times in the Torah does it say trua? And how many of the three truas are the rice of the Rabbanah? So there it says a few shitas. One shita is that all three truas are midoraisa. Another shita is the shloshet truas nemru b'Rosh Hashanah, shtayim midin Torah v'achs midivrei sofrim. V'lo shaych Baal Tosef. Why? The menaseh hamitzvah kama pa'amim eina oivra Baal Tosef. I am sure. Sure. What?
The second time you take a lulav, is there a kiyum mitzvah? Does anybody hold it as kiyum mitzvah? Or if you eat another kazayas of matzah, is there a kiyum mitzvah?
The Maharal's shita is that the Rambam uses a lashon. He's medayik. The Ram says, "Vim achol kezayis b'leil Pesach yotzi yedei chavasa." Based on that, the Maharal has this whole idea, which every Achron argues on, that there is be'essence.
More you eat, the better.
Yes.
Okay.
So he has that idea.
I'm talking about in general. Forget about eating matzah. Take a lulav.
Yeah.
10 times. You don't get 10 mitzvahs. You don't even, you get 1 mitzvah.
No one says you get 10 mitzvahs, but by lulav, taking the lulav or holding it, you may get a continual kiyum. I'll explain where this comes in. So Tosfos in Sukkah, I think Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, how do you ever have over lasiyasin by lulav? You're stuck. Why? Because if I put it on the table and I make the bracha and then I pick it up, it's what's called over the over. There's too much of a lapse between the bracha and the maisa mitzvah. And if I pick it up, kaven da agri be nafik be, the Gemara says. So that's what Tosfos comes up with, about 4 or 5 answers. One answer is what we do. You turn it upside down, because that would be derech gedilasa. Then you turn it, then you make the bracha, then you turn it upside, then you turn it up to upright. Other answer is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Have kavana not to be yoitza when you pick it up, and then change your mind. Because Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz holds, even according to the Mandi Amar, mitzvahs einot tzrichos kavanas, negative kavana would negate the mitzvah. Then there are some other fascinating answers in Tosfos, like, as long as it's before the Na'anuim, you still, it's still considered to be over lasiyasim. So Rav Sternbach has a very nice piece, it's based on a Brisker idea, that Na'anuim are a chelek of the Kiyum Mitzvah until it's lulav, according to the Tosfos. Meaning Tosfos feels, I have not completed my Kiyum Mitzvah's lulav up until the point where I've done Na'anuim. Furthermore, Tosfos adds on, and by the way, you could say that as long as you are carrying the lulav throughout Yerushalayim, you still, it's over lasiyasim, Tosfos says, because Anshe Yerushalayim would carry their Arba Minim with them the whole day through. So it may be, according to Tosfos, that even though Mida Agbe Nafik Bey, that is a minimum way to be out to the mitzvah. But attaching yourself to the, right, to the lulav and esrog and the arba minim, and performing na'anuim or even parading around with it, maybe some form of kiyum hamitzvah, perhaps. So you're saying if that's true, then the question doesn't begin by lulav, correct?
Yes.
Because being na'itel kam pa'amim should also be a kiyum, be no worse than na'anuim or holding on to it. Maybe.
No, because his point is that when you once you stop doing it, the bracha, because he says that's why he says you should say Roshanas and Shacharis, because the bracha will extend through the Na'anuim and for carrying it around still. So it's, once you stop, it's, what,
so it's not crowd control we do that for?
No, yeah, maybe also, but yeah, more exalted chesed. But once you put it down, he says the Anshei Yerushalayim would put that, the Rambam takes out that they put it down when they went. I forget one point, but when they went, he cuts off the part where the Baisa said that he put it down, because once you put it down, you're finished. You lose the mitzvah. That I think that's the point that I strictly talking about.
So Rav Soloveitchik used to bring 4 or 5 rayas that Na'anuim is a chelak of the tilus lulav. One raya is, what's the shear of lulav? The Gemara says arba tefachim kedei l'nanei abo, and it says one is a cotton chayv in lulav wash yodei l'nanei abo. One of the greatest rayas is the Yerushalmi lulav hayavish is pasul. So in Chavtesma Beis you have machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is it based on zekei levan veyu or not hider but hader? The Yerushalmi says, Lo ha-mesim yahal luka. So the Ravid brings that as the reason. So if Soloveitchik said, I don't understand, what do you mean, Lo ha-mesim yahal luka? It means that it's not conducive for halal. Who cares? If midagame nafik be, Ella, if you cannot perform halal with the lulav, then it's a chisaron in the etzem cheft of the mitzvah. So they are all rayas that na'anuim may be a chelek or a kiyum ha-mitzvah. If that's the case, then you're right. Then lulav may be a totally different example.
What about the grass?
What?
The grass.
Yeah.
What about this?
Yeah. So the grud does hold like that. The grud does hold that eating matzah on Pesach, you have a kima mitzvah every time you eat a kazayis matzah.
Is that that's not the maral?
Why not?
No, it's not the Maharal.
It's not the Maharal. It's different. Because the Gra holds that's true during the whole Yontif.
Because it says Shiva Shemotechum Matzah.
Right.
It's not in the mitzvah.
Shivas Yom Tov Matzah.
מה עם ארבע כוסות רבע?
מה הבעיה עם ארבע כוסות?
אם הוא רוצה יותר זה לא יהיה בטויזר?
אין בעיה עם זה גם כן.
לשתות חמש כוסות, שש כוסות לא יהיה בזה בעיה?
בשולחן עורך שותים יין.
First of all, ארבע כוסות is a din d'rabban, it's not a din d'oraisa, right? Secondly, Tosfos Shita is, if you go ahead and do a mitzvah many, many times, there's no about Tosfos. I don't think the question begins on a mitzvah
d'rabban.
So now let's continue with the famous Shita's HaRashba. For HaRashba b'chidushim b'rashon tazayinam and after v'ramaskiel lama kos of the lo kasha kushas Tosfos Shom heyach tochim shtei pahamim d'mais, the famous Rashba, the eino over about Tosfos rakim oisa midas atzma kigoyin koyin. So if you have some wild koyin that gets up there and says, you know what, I feel in a very generous mood and I'm going to add on to the three psukim, and I say Yosef Hashem Aleichem, and he adds on an additional pasuk. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesam Beis, the Sifri says Beferish, he's over the Isser of Baal Taisif. See, Tzvi, that's something you could do that we can't do. Be over Baal Taisif in that way.
You know, a lot of people ask Rishal when the pen comes off, so they say,
Baratia.
They say, be careful not to say Baratia until you get off the Dukhan.
Okay, you see, Professor Frank has a whole piece on it.
I hope it's not a shell.
If that's something that you're worrying about, I'm very impressed with you.
I've seen it. I don't worry about it. I've seen it. I always argue that's nothing to worry about.
You said it could be Baal Taisif, but Yisrael gives a bracha, it could also be
a shayla Baal Taisif. You think if Yisrael gets up there and gives a bracha?
Yeah.
Well, how could that be?
Why not? If he makes birkas a kohen.
That's Baal Taisif?
No.
There is a shayla about it.
Really?
It says nothing.
Yeah. I don't know.
You make a mitzvah on you make a mitzvah?
That's why when people get breast their children,
there's a whole question about the children. Should be very careful. One guy adding on your mitzvah screen on yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. Interesting. Anyway, let's see the Rashba. So the Rashba, this is the famous Rashba, takes a different approach to Tekiya Shofar. His approach, his very famous approach, is that since Rabbanan were mitakin it, that's not Baal Taisif. Rakim oisa midas atzmo kagon koyin. Avon masha tiknu chazal l'tzorech ein kam Baal Taisif. The kfar nemar al pi ha-toyra. The problem is, how's the Rashba going to deal with kazesim of matzah, correct? V'kosh l'dvarv imken heich noitlun l'lov kama pa'amim b'yom. V'kama zesim matzah b'leil presach d'lo tiknu chazal l'tzorech. V'a Taisif medav tezayim and b'al tezayim and apetim matzah v'toykim mevin gam ken zeh. V'chimala adas to harashba also lito lulav ola haniach tefillin kama pa'amim b'yom or har bezesim matzah kadoima ach be'emes. He feels the Rashba has to agree with Tosfos. Ach be'emes harashba moidel l'sforza Tosfos. The bekfelus mitzvah ein kapeda. Ach hu mechadish lo divrei ha-Tosfos b'mokum da'havei moisif einam yecholim chazal gam ken l'takin l'hosif. Kamosha Hikshumea Tikiyas, the Miyusha of Mu'umad. Ushnayim midin Torah ve'echa midivrei Sofer. Vitzrichim le Terutzam. In other words, the Rashba needs the Teretz of Tosfos in certain scenarios.
No, I mean, Zrichim Terutzam, that Tosfos needs its Teretz. Tosfos doesn't hold to the Rashba's Teretz, that the fact that Chazal and Masakhin it is enough to get you out of Baal Tosfos.
Right.
So Tosfos has to come on the Terutzam that many. You can do mitzvah many times, but the Rashba.
But he says the Rashba. But he says the Rashba has to agree to Tosfos also.
Because they each have a problem.
Right. Right. They each have a problem in different cases. That's correct.
What's it about that people put on many times? It's another mitzvah, or it's the same?
It's not the same tefillin. It's not the same tefillin.
So it's Baal Tosfos.
It's not.
No.
Can you be told that the Rashba and Tosfos machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban how they learn Lasasar and Choshe Yerucha? I mean, according to the Ramban, that sounds like. Tosfos holds like the Ramban that the Sosser and the Chol Sheirucha is not going on Takonis and Xeris HaChomim, it's only going on how you learn the Yud Gimel Midas. So the Ramban holds it's not enough for the Torah to say that it's not about Tosfos because the Torah also says listen to HaChomim. It's not talking about that type of HaChomim, Takonis.
Could be, stands right.
But Rashba holds that no, he holds like the Ramban that it's going on Takonis and Xeris too.
Interesting, maybe. Interesting. So the Rashba would leave the Ramban and go like the Ramban. Okay, maybe.
You are listening to Ben's Torah. Uladas
HaRashba, HaChomim Yichom Matakim HaTzorch B'chol Inyan. This is Allah HaVeh Mosif. The Torah Nitlohem Roshus L'Chadish L'Hosif. Ulah HaRambam, now how's the Rambam going to deal with all these problems? Ulah HaRambam, K'moshe K'safti, we said L'El B'tnai Shelo Yom Roshu Min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, there's no problem doing a mitzvah many times, unless, like Tzvi says, you parade and go around and you paskin that you're not yoytze unless you are noitel the lul of what? Many times. Or you're not yoytze midrash and yet you have 100 tekiyas. So according to the Rambam, you have to publicize and alter the tradition. Ken Nero borrowed this verse that says, "Hum muskum odas arash begamke." Vayim b'sefer p'nei oshu b'roshon tazayinu b'beiz. Shutama al toysus. Heich lo tertzu k'teretz harashba. Darei divra harashba k'roi mutzak. You know, it's beautiful. He feels the Rashba is so beautiful and sweet. How come toysus didn't hold of it? So that's a strange, you know, it is a strange statement. Ve'eni yodea. Furthermore, the Menachos says, I don't know why that bothers the p'nei oshua. That Toysus didn't answer like the Rashba. Adarabba, the Ladivra Toysus Maturats Belulov Matzagamkin. If anything, he feels Toysus is more comprehensive. Because Toysus not only answers Tekiyas, but answers Lulav and answers Matzah. Ubateratz HaRashba Ena Maturats. And the Rashba really does not have a clear answer why you can keep eating Matzah Leil Pesach. Ach lefi mashika safti efshar had toisvus lo sfir lo ka harashba. The sfir lo kamashika safti le'el, the mitzvah chadasha yecholem hachacham letake. Aval ahoysef be mitzvahs ha Torah dinir ageron chas v'shom, kamashika kazor rab mechaber, efshar ein lahem rishus. Rak b'mokum siyag v'geder, kagon yontav shol goyas v'kedayma. It's interesting, he's saying that maybe toisvus would take issue with the Rashba and say that the idea of Takonas Chazal would not apply and have, this is almost what you were saying, that about Lo Tzasser, right? That maybe Taisa's Shita is that Chachamim only have the ability and the power of institution to institute a Geder and a Siyak, like whatever, Basar Oif Becholov. But to actually elongate a mitzvah, to actually go ahead and say that the kiyos are not 9 but 100, that is actually according to Tosfos beyond the purview or the kayach v'chachamim. That's an interesting idea. Aval b'makom de'ein siyag v'geder mitzvah Torah, ein lam rishus lo haitzis b'mitzvah Torah. So he wants to make a major machlokes here that perhaps Tosfos does not answer like the Rashba, because he doesn't agree with the Rashba that Chachamim's Kayach is the same when it comes to adding on to a mitzvah as it is when creating a new Geder.
I'll say something else. It sounds like here, like he's almost holding like the Taz, since the Torah said, whenever the Torah says something explicitly, the Chachamim cannot then make a din Chachamim against it. So when the Torah says explicitly, Lo Sasifu, Chachamim can't go against, like Mila on Shabbos. You know, they couldn't do, don't do Mila on Shabbos.
That's actually a Geder Isser, correct?
But
so that would be a big Chiddush, I think.
Is Bichas Hamozon with Rabbon Amar Mesachin, is that not a new Geder?
Right.
And Rabbon
said Kezayis.
Is that not like...
So that's not repeating a mitzvah many times. Yeah. That is injecting a new chiyuv of midrabban. That's interesting. What would give them that right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to learn that the Ram, that Taisvus is like the Shita, he feels only siyagim and gedarim, so how could they be mechayiv because of Mazon Kezayis? It's an interesting question. Very interesting question.
No, the Aruch HaNeir says something else.
What?
The Aruch HaNeir says that there was not a takana of Chachamim to blow 100 kolos. It was a minhag that arose. But he says, where do you find the takana of the Chachamim Masaki to blow 100 kolos? It was a minhag that arose. So maybe that's not included in what the Rashba says. The Rashba says the base nikim is Masaki in something, but Hamonam can't start doing something. That becomes a minhag. That would be Baal Tosef.
What about Lev Beis Din Matnah?
Teresa doesn't speak about the Meir Koyes. Teresa doesn't speak about the Meir Koyes.
Yeah, I know.
That's in the Kasha.
Depends if it's Momenus. Usually Lev Beis Din Matnah is by Dei Momenus.
The same idea.
Also in things of Isurim also.
Absolutely.
Like on the Bime, that you can Nishen of the Bime. They say Lev Beis Din Matnah.
Now we know Yesh Koch Be'yad Chachamim La'akar Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh. But they can't do a Bekum Vatseh.
Except one Mother Mouse, even Bekum Vatseh?
Yeah, but in Yivam Atzadi, but that's not usually the way we, it seems. Sometimes Taisus relies on that, sometimes. So what Kayach is there? Well, we know Chachamim have a Kayach to create Brachas, correct? All the Brachas we have, Kimata, Midda Rabbanan, correct? So what gives Chacham the Kayach to make brachas? So that's interesting. If their only Kayach is Gedarim and Siyagim, what Kayach do they have to make brachas? So it seems that everyone would agree. The Rambam would have to agree there's more than that Kayach, correct? Taisus also would have to agree. What do you think about brachas? The Gemara says all over brachas amid the Rabbanan, correct? So I'm not sure exactly how much you could limit the Kayach of Chachamim. But here he wants to say that the Tosfos may not avail himself of the Rashba's opinion, because he may be loath to go ahead and say to Kiyas Shofer 100 Kailas is a Din Darabanan, because he feels Chachamim's Kayach may be limited. Shuv Ra'isi B'Sefer Turi Evim Roshonot Tazayim Abayz Divar Masl V'Toykin Shecholak Al HaRashba Da'afil Chachamim Lo Yuchlo Lo Hoysef Afil B'Shvil Siyag Tilo yuchlo atakin ki hi aver bekum vaaseh, right? Ve'en koch b'yad chom l'akad dvar min ha-toyra ki hi b'shev al-tasik mavuri b'vomas gimel min aleph. Tzadi min aleph. I didn't see this Turi Evan inside. But the Turi Evan is mamish saying that chachomim don't have the koyach to be metakin to do a mitzvah many times. That's what it sounds like from the way the Minchas Chinuch bring him down, which would be interesting. Turi Evan says Chachamim are lacking that Kayach. Meaning it says here that the Turi Evan argues on the Rashba, because the Rashba says the reason we can be Tokei Maria many times is because of Takaras Chachamim. The Turi Evan, the way he quotes it, seems to be saying Chachamim would not have that Kayach.
Do you understand that Turi Evan? I don't understand Turi Evan at all.
I didn't see that inside.
The way he brings it down.
Sounds weird.
The Rashi is not saying that the Chachamim through the curve to make the Kondavaris can add on. He's saying it's fundamentally not a problem about Tosef to begin with.
Right.
Because included in the Torah's mitzvah of Matzah Lulav is whatever the Chachamim will say too. That's included in it.
Right.
Because, so it never comes to a problem about Tosef. It's not that the Chachamim making the zera, okay, Torah says just do this, and we're saying add on more. The Rashi is saying the Torah is also including whatever the Rabbanon say. Through the din of Kechol Asher Yerucha. So where does it even come to? It never starts the problem, according to the Rashba.
You see that Chachamim changed. The Torah said 40 Malkus, and Chachamim said Lamed Tes.
They didn't change. That's the Kayach Chachamim to be Mefarish the Torah. Mefarish the Torah.
It's isn't that they say all things.
There's
some shit that they change.
Yom Tov Shini Shil Galiyot, if you have to who said
and Torah says, and whatever
the Chachamim
that's also what
the
Torah means.
Torah Evan's a little strange.
Are they
defining the Torah?
No,
they're
not defining the Torah, but the Torah has two levels to it. The Torah of what Kodesh Baruch Hu says to himself.
Oh, so that's what
you're saying. Because Chachamim say what they want to do too. It's almost like Chol HaMoed, right? Chol HaMoed has that quasi-status of the Torah, that the Torah gave over to the Chachamim, most of the Chachamim, to define what they can do on Chol HaMoed. And the Rashba is saying that also whenever the Chachamim do something, it's sort of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that's included in that.
But you're not saying, according to the Rashba, that the additional Tekiyos have a Kiyum Daraisa, are you?
No, but it's
not a Kiyum Daraisa, but
it's an authorization Midaraisa. It's an authorization Midaraisa.
And what happens if you do 200 Kailas according to Rashba? There's no Drabonon on that. The Rabbanan is 100 kalos, right?
Right.
You need 200 kalos, you
can have. So again, according to Tosfos, there'd be no problem, correct?
No problem. According to Rashba, according to your analysis,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You
Hey, we're about to turn the page. We're going to turn the page. So here's page Resh Beis, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's continue. Ice Dalit. Everyone have Ice Dalit? Ice Dalit. Because what I touched with Roshan Chavisim and Bizarre Maskul Manoah, do I deem him no saint? Come upon him, Allah Karen, may I need Tonab of Matana Achas, Eno Iver, the Havelik Kofel HaMitzvah. So if a person has the dam from a Bechor, which only requires matana achas. If in the same spot that he did the matana achas, he kept repeating it and repeating it, Tosfos says beferish, he would not be over Baal Tosef. The only problem about Tosef is if he would go ahead and mimic a korban chatas with the dam of a bechor and take that matana achas and put it on all four kronos. So that's consistent with Tosfos. Now this is a line in Tosfos that I have never. There are two lines in that Tosfos Chav Chesem Beis that I have never figured out. I will tell you the two lines, and you guys will be Mayor Einai, hopefully. Tosfos says that if you take a lulav and you're not told it many times, you're not over Baal Tosfos. If you eat a kazayas leil Pesach many kazayas, you're not over Baal Tosfos. V'chein, so too Tosfos says. If I take many hadasim, many aravas in my bundle, afilu im lulav tzorich eged, you're not over Baal Tosef. Is that a v'chein? What's the v'chein?
I didn't see that as v'chein.
Does v'chein mean there's also another din? Does v'chein mean and it follows from?
It doesn't follow,
does it? Shnei lulavim, say whoever. Shnei lulavim whoever. Lefishi does Tosfos. Shnei lulavim whoever.
What's the problem with v'chein kamadas?
V'chein, if I go ahead and I'm no tell one lulav many times, I'm not over. V'chein, if I add hadasim more than the required amount, and v'chein if I add aravas more than the required amount, I'm also not over Baal Tosef. What's the sequitur? What's the sequence of logic?
In the same case, or in a different type of...
V'chein, so too.
Well, if you take two, the loving are over Baal Tosef, right?
If you take two, actually according to Tosef, you're not. Tosef says v'chein.
No, you take two, the loving one time.
No, not according to Tosfos, because Tosfos says v'chein b'hadas v'arava afilo nosin kama hadasim o kama rovs ein zabal Tosef ela im kein meisef min acher v'chein kasu b'sukkah l'madal m'beis d'var maskul arve. So machlag is Tosfos in the Rambam.
But two lulavim could be a problem if you take two lulavim at one time.
The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says, the Rambam never mentions b'ferish two lulavim. You have the Tosfos there?
I have
Tosfos. Okay, you want to read it? He's talking about one lulav many times, correct?
Correct.
Eating many kazesim, correct?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Well, like we just said, correct?
Right.
Here we go.
Go ahead. Right.
I feel the nose and kama hadas and kama aravas belulov ein ze Baal Tosef. I feel the mandiometzar of abad. Min acher. So he doesn't say about the lulav. He doesn't say.
I understand. So you would think lulav is different.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it does say.
There is a difference. The dosim you take together in the same time. When you eat matzah, you eat now, and you eat in a few minutes more. And you, like also in the in lula now, and after a few minutes. So okay. It's not the same in
it. Oh, so you're making a chiluk.
It's chiluk.
So that's the opposite toisus, v'chein. What's the v'chein in toisus? What?
Lama
mutar v'adasim be'arabot. Lama mutar
v'adasim be'adasim 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 be'adasim
be'adasim be'adasim be'adasim be'adasim be'adasim be'adasim be'ad זה הרמב״ם והספרדים. לפי האשכנזים זה לא מותר. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam says, if you take two lulavim, you're over bal taisif. If you take more than the required amount of esrogim, you're over bal taisif. The Rambam says there's one exception. If you're marba bahadasim, the Rambam says you're not over bal taisif. Mipnei shezeh lanoi. What's pshat in which is lanoi? I'll tell you the other thing that bothers me in Tosfos, which is not directly connected to this, but I think I should mention it now, because it's part of the Tosfos and it bothers me. At the very end of Tosfos, Tosfos says, and don't ask me from Sukkah that a Sukkah is considered to be sufficient with 2.5 walls and we make 4 walls. Why shouldn't that be about Tosfos, Tosfos says? Because Tosfos says the more walls you have, the adif tfei teshvu kein taduru. What type of answer is that? The adif tfei teshvu kein taduru. It's similar to the Rambam that they're taking an external reason.
It's minimum shear. There for sure you would say it's a minimum shear.
Yeah.
You're supposed to really have 4.
So why doesn't Tosfos answer that?
I don't understand that.
It's a very strange answer, no? But it seems to me that both Tosfos and the Rambam are using external reasons to justify Bal Tosef. Meaning, what does the Rambam mean that by every other min, if you take multiple min, you're over Bal Tosef? The Rambam says, Hadassim, you are not over me. What?
Arabus.
What? Arabus. Yeah, the Hadassim is the only exception.
Hadassim is the only exception.
Yes. Ibnesha is annoyed. Meaning, it's not an essential. So you guys want to say something, which is a very nice svara. And I actually read an article that proves this story, and I think it's correct, that when it comes to the numbers, hadasim are not dictated as a number. And I'll explain that in a minute. Lulav is dictated as a number. Ulakachdim lecham prietod are one. Right? Kapas tamarim, one lulav. Now, how do we know 3 hadasim? Because the Gemara says, onof etz avais. Has to be like a shasheles. And a shashalas is defined by 3. So if that's the case, it's not a number, but it's a phenomenon or a appearance that's needed. So since the Torah does not dictate a number by hadasim, but it dictates rather an appearance or a phenomenon,
look.
Right? It's not a number.
Even Arbe Nachal, isn't it just Miyad Ribushtayim? I mean, what's... It also wasn't dictated.
Right.
It's me.
So you guys are saying, I think a good svara. I agree with your svara. Your svara is a good svara. That by the arba minim, you have to make a distinction between the numbers. Some are the Torah's makbid on a number, and the others the Torah's makbid on a certain appearance or phenomenon. That's not an absolute number. So where the Torah gives you an absolute number, you cannot be meisif. But once again, the Rambam does not avail himself of that reasoning. What does the Rambam say? So I'm not sure exactly. But back to this Tosfos. What's the V'chein? Has anyone... I mean, I think the V'chein is problematic. Tzvi agrees with me. That if you say, being noitol lulav kamim pa'amim bayoyim, or being oichol kezesim matzah kamim balayla pe'al pesach, you're not over bal Tosfos.
Because the one is one act. And the other one, it's several different mice and mitzvahs. It's the same mice and mitzvahs.
But what's the v'chein? Anyway, what's the v'chein? How does it follow? Therefore, too, if a person takes many hadasim, correct?
Not about the chinuk you take
too. He's saying that. Yeah, he was saying that. He's saying that. V'chein b'hadas v'arava afilo nosim kama hadasim o kama rav ein zeh bal toisif. So by hadasim, Tosfos would agree. But he doesn't agree for the Rambam's reason. If I would ask you, what is No, 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 no.
It's the same regime.
Peter cannot do a few times in Spain and Netile.
Right.
It's difficult to give one Netile, more than that.
That's
why it's that. You can't even can da mi kenish ba khatsa ko ta ta plan ti das lude but to ich ta ba ke ya moichi in the one time it be kondo mes for that with noi garamba
so do we have a reasonable explanation what vechein means or not shy please be the arbiter here
rashi in the sun through rashi and come back to kill
No, no, but you make five parshas, but two of them have Shema Yisrael. So it's not a different min.
By the way, Tosfos asked that question. The end of that Tosfos, Avraham, you still have the Tosfos of Chesed Mabez? So you see where the lines get wide at the bottom?
Well, I don't have a Tosfos with that, but I have it.
He says, at the end he has a Tema about Tzitzis. Listen.
Umiyu Tema.
Listen.
Right after. One more time. Elam came also. Okay. Ain't the Baltosov he's saying by Hadas about a Rav. Elam came also. Min Ala. Umiu Tema. The Lefize. Im Hoyenosim Kamo Chutin Batzitzis. But Kamo Parshios Betfilin Babayis Echad. Lo Hoyo Oiva Mishum Baltosov. According to this reasoning,
it's a different point.
According to the reasoning that you can do that you can be most of Arovas and Hadassah, that you could be most, you should be able to be most of Chutin Batzitzit.
So I don't understand what there's a partial answer. Just like Tosfos says, there's no Baal Tosfos unless you take a min acher. So too, there's no Baal Tosfos by tefillin and take a totally new parsha.
Right?
Where actually
the same
part. So you know, Chinami, Tosfos Shita would be just like Hadassah Ma'aravos. If it's a repetition of the same object, it'd be okay.
But he obviously takes it as a foregone conclusion that it's a problem.
Right.
And he can't resolve it.
Who's that?
Tosfos. Tosfos is troubled by that. Although I read the Tosfos and I felt, what's the big deal? Just say like you say by Arbaminim. It means a different parsha, not the same parsha. Just like a min acher by the arbiter minim. Anyway, do we have a good svara? Shai, you're the arbiter, the final arbiter here. Do we have a good svara? How to learn the vechein? Is it a logical sequitur? I'm not sure sequitur is the right phrase, but non sequitur.
Non sequitur.
Is it a logical sequence?
No.
What?
Is it a sequitur? Right.
Okay, you can
follow.
Right.
Does it follow logically? Is it just the same topic? Yeah,
right. ככה מה יעדים בשתי מזוזות?
מה?
מה יעדים בשתי מזוזות?
זה מה שעשו שתי מזוזות. סתם אין בעיה עם זה, שתי מזוזות.
The tzur of the mitzvah is different.
I don't understand.
It's a non sequitur because the tzur of the mitzvah is different.
See, I would rather not say the vechein is like a lav dafka. Meaning not vechein, it follows. But also there's another din. I would not want to say that. Would you?
I don't like it, but I don't see a logic.
But what is Tyson told about putting on two pairs of tefillin at one time?
He says I think Tyson discussed that beferish, doesn't he? Either here or Tezayin, Tyson discussed that beferish.
That would be a problem?
That would not be a problem.
That would also not be a problem.
Right.
Two pairs of tefillin at one time.
Who holds that you'll have to put
Correct. Correct.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Because there was somebody who held it, you left put it into two pairs of tefillin. Somebody famous who held it.
Problem is, there's a Gemara in Erevin, Tzadi Zion.
Yeah.
It seems to indicate putting on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously is Baal Tosef. Now, is that against Shita's Tosfos that doing a mitzvah many times?
No, simultaneously, when you take both things together,
right.
That's a different problem.
That the Gemara and Erevin seems to say Beferish, Tzadi Zayin, how much it's filling.
That's like taking two lovin, maybe two. We take two sets of Arbamina.
Not two lovin,
two sets of
Arbamina.
One on each hand. That's have all five and four.
Is that a problem?
All four mean in one hand, all four mean in one hand. Is that a Baal Tosef?
But it's simultaneously together, it makes it a big problem. If you do it by Agad, you make it a big problem. But
Tosfos says even if Tzorich Agad, still many Hadassim and many Aravos would not be Baal Tosef.
That's where I have a problem, because the Tzorich and Mitzvah is now different. Because if you need Agad,
I hear what you're saying, but that's not Tosfos Shita, correct? So I am.
Yeah, by I my trog, it was that trog.
Moshe as a whole has a series of shuvas on the letter to Paleo.
In Orach Chaim, in the first Orach Chaim Chelek, I know he has a piece on putting on Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi Tefillin simultaneously.
And there's a whole bunch of letters.
That's
your family printed it.
It's a whole bunch of letters.
So let's just finish off this. Let's finish off this paragraph and we'll stop. The Ravid sheet is, he wants to say, interesting, that Tosfos is like the Ravid. On that Rambam, where the Rambam says to take more than any min, to take more than the suggested number, the Rambam that says two lulavim, two esrogim, more than the required amount of aravos, only hadasim are permitted to add on. The Ravid on that Rambam makes a comment, and what's his comment? The ain oiver ba'isa min ela b'min acher. So Avrami, this is not the way you wanted to interpret Tosfos. You wanted to interpret Tosfos, I think, if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misquoting you. But you wanted to interpret Tosfos that Tosfos would only permit an increase in hadasim and aravos, and not an increase in love. Is that what you wanted to?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But the minchas chinuch.
I mean,
why is it so meduya?
Because Tosfos doesn't say it. He should have said it. Kamal love, kamis regim. He should have said it. He's only dafka to pashut.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, the minchas chinuch clearly he does not learn
and
like
now
that.
I'll explain.
Well, I just want to point that out. The minchas chinuch says that the shita of Tosfos is like the Ravid. That you're only over bal toisif if it's a min acher, which would mean that's the only case you're over bal toisif, because the Ravid is arguing on the Rambam who says shnei lulav. So if you're going to say toisif is like the Ravid, the minchas chinuch is not interpreting toisif like you. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
That if he's saying toisif is the Ravid, the minchas chinuch is not interpreting toisif like you. Correct?
I want to see why toisif doesn't
say,
it's not a deer. Can I tell you why it's not a deer?
Okay.
The reason toisif doesn't say tululavim is because there's no concept of agad of tululavim. The concept of agad is the four meaning being meugad together. So since toisif is going to tell you that even if there's agad, it's not a problem. He only talks about a case of another min together with a lulav. He doesn't have to talk so about
it.
But Tosfos wanted to make a point.
He says even.
And Tosfos says, even according to the Man D'Amar, lulav tzorch agad, even according to that Man D'Amar, adding on to hadasim and aravos is not a problem. Tosfos wanted to make that point.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.